you see, Salsa, a real professional.
Oh, Jesus.
Would be doing a different show.
Greetings, apropos. And buckle up for the sex. It's a different show.
Oh, it sure is.
Oh, sure.
It's the AOA Podcast.
With your host,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna, AON and, Podcast.
And we're drinking things.
We are.
tonight, so I wanted to try a little taste test thing. So we will have a different drink after the first segment.
Oh, are we doing a compare-contrast thing?
A compare-contrast.
Oh. So I actually have to pay attention to what I'm drinking.
So we're going
to
start this.
Okay.
I'm a huge fan of canned cocktails, right?
They're good, yeah.
They're good, they're absolutely pre-made. I don't have to think about it. I just grab it and go on with my life. And I like whiskey gingers. So I found Jameson ginger and lime.
Are we starting early?
Grab it and get on with my life is the name of Jenna's...
sex date memoir?
Date like that once.
Yeah.
The name of my date like that once.
Yep.
Sure.
Yep.
So yeah, I like whiskey gingers. So we're starting with a Jameson ginger and lime cocktail.
Gotta crack mine open here.
Yeah.
Somebody's not a real professional. And it's me. Well, I'm the one who was supposed to open your fucking drink before. So,
What kind of engineer are you?
I thought he was a co-host.
No, he's the engineer.
Oh. So we're the co-hosts?
Yes.
Oh. Why does he get to say his name with your hosts then?
Because he keeps talking when we don't let him. He keeps doing that 5-5-5 thing. We can't stop him from doing that either.
No. I got less cranky about it when I found out Stefan was cool with it, but like... otherwise, it just... it still bugs me.
Thank you for vouching for me, senpai.
Anyway, I'm going to drink this.
All right.
Yeah. Alley-oop.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. As advertised.
Yep, this is, in fact, a whiskey ginger with
honestly,
lime.
I'd probably drink a bunch of these.
Yeah.
That's real good.
I fucking love whiskey ginger.
No, I would drink the whole 4-pack and then stand up and wonder why I was drunk.
Yep. So, yeah, and we will sample a similar beverage, similar but different beverage in the next half.
Dun, 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 dun.
Or third, depending on how much we talk tonight.
James.
Yes?
How's it going?
James, what have you been up to?
Jesus fucking Christ. this weekend. This weekend.
Sure. Continue.
Was that whoa, this like, whoa, or was that whoa this weekend?
A little of each.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. Friday night, had a date.
Like that once.
Got ramen. Just a good idea, I think. You know,
like actual ramen though, not like instant ramen.
Yeah,
I mean,
like fancy ramen.
Like fancy ramen. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I went to Ichido over in Roseville. Oh. Strong recommend.
Oh, Salsa,
are
you jealous?
Stepping out with other people having ramen, you slut, you.
Yeah. Yes. There's no mystery there.
Yeah, I thought this was a well-established fact. Yeah.
Okay, just
look, Velma and the gang can still show up. But this one's solved. All right. So, had a lovely date, and then
it was capitalism all along,
right? Mm. And then Saturday, I went and did fest things to get fest ready.
Because fest is 2 weeks away. Right.
Shut your horn mouth.
Imminent.
Shut goddamn whore mouth.
in order to prep myself for Fest, I've been doing a morning workout routine. One of the exercises is the bow pull, and which is like drawing an arrow back in a bow. And I think I injured one of my arms. So, of course, Saturday, I went and threw 300 hay bales as one...
This sounds like Fest prep to me.
Sounds like Fest in general and James in particular. Yeah. Yes.
200 into the truck, and then I think I did like 50 to 100 out of the truck.
The rest are just still there.
Somebody else got to the others before I could.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Other people were involved.
Yeah.
A likely story.
Reserved a camping spot, and that stuff. But. The last hay bale that I threw, it was the last hay bale, I threw it over the fence into ring two, and as I pivoted, the muscles in my butt went,
You pulled a butt muscle.
I did pull a butt muscle.
And that is why that was the last one he threw.
Thankfully, it was the last one to throw, but I literally ripped ass.
Either way, it would have been the last one.
Yeah, it would have. So I just sort of stretched very gently and then went for a walk to go pick up my packet and was feeling a little better by the time I made it back. So, had another date on Saturday, went to a cross-stitch class that Jax was putting on.
And then had ramen with someone else.
Right. Jesus. And had an excellent time. There's quite a community building up around the crafting classes that they're doing at Hidden.
Nice.
Some people are paying half price just to show up and do the crafts they already have. Because it's a good opportunity to hang out with people, and the body doubling is a good experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're basically paying someone else to host and provide wine.
Wine. Okay, so there's wine involved.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I pay a lot of money so I can do it at home, so I don't have to craft with other people.
We know.
Yeah. Salsa, not everybody is you.
Oh, thank God.
I know.
Right? We also appreciate
that. Fuck.
Fucking
so,
God.
So, and then I was like, yeah, I better turn in. I'm a pumpkin. I gotta fucking take it easy. Because these last couple of days have really just rocked me.
Like a hurricane?
Yeah.
Amadeus?
Yes.
Oh.
Like Hurricane Amadeus.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Shit, we've been hanging out too long, Salsa. Because that was straight eye contact with the same expressions and everything. And I have concerns about the choices I've made in my life.
Yeah.
Hurricane Amadeus is a great concept album name.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, yeah.
It's my PDQ Bach speed metal album. All right.
Yeah.
So, so I took it nice and easy on Sunday. I was just going to go and do some small maintenance on the RV that we camp in for Fest now. And turns out it needed to have the batteries filled. So I took a trip over to a Cub, got the distilled water for the solar batteries.
Mm-hmm.
Topped off the first one, hauled them out of the camper, and then topped off the first one, ran out of distilled water because they were way more empty than expected. And then drove out to go get more distilled water, came back, started to fill the second one, and it started pissing all over.
Leaking?
Yes.
Oh, no. That's not good.
No, that is, in fact, bad. Thankfully, it was on the driveway, and my friend doesn't care. So I left my camper parked in front of his garage. I borrowed his truck to go get another battery.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I loaded the battery, this half-full battery, into the truck bed of the Suburban, and started driving that, and it fucking quit.
The truck?
The truck quit while I was driving it on Zane. And Zane is like 40 or 50 miles an hour, no shoulder.
Right.
And so I've got the hood open. There's nothing that I can see. I can't get it to restart.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't cars appear to be the battery. Yeah, cars do not care.
Yep.
I am very worried that some car is just not going to pay attention, is just going to rail the back of this fucking thing and run me over with the parked truck.
Yep.
And so, again, my camper is in front of my friend's garage. He's attending to...
So he can't get out.
...his family. That's the only vehicle he had out of the garage. And I have the keys to the camper. So I called. I said, so, a series of things has occurred. Yeah. And I got him on the phone, because I had to leave a message, and then he called me back, and he said, shit. Well, you didn't happen to leave the keys for the vehicle that's parked in front of my vehicles so that I could move the vehicle and drive to come help you. And I said, no. Of course I did not. He said, how far away are you? And I said, a couple miles. And he said, well... oh shit, there's my mom with my other car. All right, well, I'll be over in a moment.
Oh my god.
Literally at that moment, his mother returned the car that she had borrowed, which happened to be the one with the built-in jump pack and all of the everything.
Nice.
So, yeah, he drives it over there. Again, cars just as we're like scooting alongside the vehicles to hook up the battery and everything like that.
Right.
And no, it's not gonna start.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So dead Suburban. And he says we're gonna tow it to a side street.
Dead Suburban.
Ooh.
That's like a would that be a John Hughes movie or
I mean, good call.
Oh, it's a John Hughes movie, but directed by John Romero.
Hmm.
I was actually thinking something a little more Lynchian.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I was thinking of. Yep.
Yeah, it turns out David Lynch is the apex between Romero and... That's weirdly accurate.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
It's one of those campy 80s... like comedy horror.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like Idle Hands in the 90s.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So, we can't get it started. So, again, cars zipping by. We hook up the tow strap to the Jeep that he brought. Thankfully, that was the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
That tow strap is, I think, 30 feet long, and we have to double it up. So I am 15 feet behind this Jeep in a vehicle where the power brake assist and the power steering are out.
Yep.
Just not accessible. All right.
So I'm taking it easy that day. Nope. Yeah, it turns out you got to be really on that shit when you're 15 feet behind someone.
Yeah.
So, at some point we're on speakerphone between the two cars as a radio, and I said, do us a favor. The next time you lift off the gas, will you fucking let me know, please? Just as a courtesy to the back end of your own car and the front end of your own truck. And he was like, oh shit, I'm so sorry. Yeah, of course. Thank you for not hitting me. So
with my own car.
Everything else.
If I could destroy a third vehicle, that would just be prime. So, tow it into a side neighborhood, try charging it, checking the alternator and all of that, everything
cetera,
else,
and
running the codes. He's got a little...
Did you try turning it off and on again?
That was actually part of the problem, is that it, did not turn back on. Wouldn't start. So then, he tows it for another, I want to say like 2-3 miles.
God.
To get it back home, and just cranking on that wheel, and just putting my foot through the floor to get the brakes to work. And yeah, so I'm physically exhausted. I am mentally and spiritually exhausted.
Oh, yeah. Trying to not rear end a car 15 feet in front of you has got to be mentally just a...
That's the worst video game
ever. I feel like I'm making a fucking trench run behind him. And, yeah. So then we put the dead camper battery into the passenger footwell of the camper. And I drive that over to the closest automotive store, which is just barely still open. And they said, no, we haven't got one of those. And I had, like, carried this battery in, and I was like, please tell me I don't have to take that back. No, no, we'll mark it off. So they did manage to order it from the place that is close to my house.
Okay.
Because they have them in stock.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and picked it up today. Yeah.
You survived?
Yeah.
You're here.
I did, yeah. And then in order to round out such a day of excellence, I went to go help my father with troubleshooting his computer.
Aww.
My father, whom I love.
Yeah, you do.
Why did you say it like that, James?
Right.
I know.
You're about to find out.
James's
No, I know.
No, this was exceptional even for him. The problem that he reported is that his computer was running very slowly. And he could not get to anything online. So,
did he try turning it off and on again?
Yes. Legitimately. Yeah, that was my first advice, so he did. But what he failed to mention is that it auto-reopened all of his tabs and windows, and he was running...
Oh, God.
A fucking... More than 30 Firefox tabs... At least a dozen of which were separate instances of Discord. Ha! And then also Microsoft Edge, which had an additional like 20 or 30 tabs open.
Well, we can fix that. Uninstall.
I've Edge. Uninstalled the network, and you are no longer allowed. Yes.
I actually do keep Edge on my computer. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes there is a browser that doesn't work quite right in Google mm-hmm. Chrome.
Mm-hmm.
There's like one of my bill paying services. It's not quite right.
So. My last job, we had to keep Edge on there because some of the, utilities that we used were built in like,
yep. I've dealt with
what
that.
What was that called? Light. Something.
Oh, Silverlight.
Silverlight, yeah. But then that was finally sunset.
It was.
And we were like, yes! Because then they were finally forced to rebuild all of our tools in a real browser.
Mm-hmm.
It was the best. And then I got fired.
So, I will tell you that Microsoft Edge does have one of the most, like, old man-friendly tools built into it that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It has a feature called Collections. And you can right-click on any tab, say, add all tabs to a collection, and then you can close all those fucking tabs, and they are available to reopen at someone's leisure if they know how to find collections.
Yeah.
Yeah, the closest thing that I've seen to that is either just bookmarking a shitload of tabs, which sucks,
right.
Or Pocket for Firefox, which also roundly sucks.
Yeah.
So
I just use macros.
Well,
I'll macro
look,
your face.
I want to make this as dead simple as possible.
Sure.
So yeah, save all of the web comics that he's got open to send people, probably me, and all the, you know, like I said, 20 or 30 news articles, and then also I had to very patiently explain to him why he does not need a dozen separate instances of Discord open.
That's my favorite part right there, honestly. Is he talking to 12 people at once?
No, it's the same server. And And he's arguing with me, and I was right on the border of saying, which one of us asked the other person over here?
Yeah.
Which one of us is fixing this right now?
Right.
No. Yeah. So that all reduced his RAM usage from, I think it was 83% at rest, down to a healthy 30 to 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. And he's only got 8 gigs of RAM.
Huh.
Yeah. Astounding. So then also his hard drive... he has 2 different hard drives. He's got a storage drive that's a terabyte, mm-hmm. respectable.
Sure.
And then he's got the system drive, which is 120 gigs.
Mm-hmm.
Also respectable for a system drive.
Absolutely.
You don't put things on the system drive.
No, you store them on the...
Oh, no.
You put storage them in storage. Drive. He had less than 5 gigs of space available on the main system drive as well.
And nothing on the other one.
Functionally. Yeah. And
it was all webcomics.
So then it was an argument. Mm. You're not entirely wrong.
Yeah, I have also met James's dad.
Yeah. Anytime you're on a support call and you just go, the spirit of my father is there.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I dearly love my dad, and I am glad to solve these problems for him, but also, every folder that we moved from the desktop... Because it was 57, 58 gigs of like archival photos, family history research, and stories that he had written on his desktop alone.
Yeah, that goes into the D drive.
Yes. I got him down to 16 gigs on the desktop, which I consider... an achievement. His computer is working.
Working.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, at very close to midnight, went home.
Buddy.
Yeah. But before all of the grim elements of the day, I did get to hang out with this guy at a ramen place.
God damn it.
Yes.
Salsa and I went to Moto E.
It was me.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We had a grand old time, but I'll let Salsa talk about that.
So you were in my neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Eating ramen without me.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You didn't even say hi.
Uh-huh.
No. Fuck you guys.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay. So you had ramen at Moto E.
Uh-huh.
Were you going to say more about this, Salsa?
It was good.
Oh, okay.
We also had sake.
See, that's the part that I'm actually.
It was
mad
also
about.
Good.
It was. It was good.
I mean, Moto E has good sake.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Salsa tried their mushroom ramen.
Yep.
Mm, how was it?
It needed something.
Yeah.
Mm.
It was. I like mushroom. Do not get me wrong.
Right.
But this ramen was just mushroom.
Mm.
Like, there was no flavors to play off of.
Onion, no.
Yeah, every bite was just mushroom.
It was just earthy,
mushroomy, like
whatever.
It needed...
All mushroom,
no
badger.
Yeah, it needed, like, some egg or some nigiri or some fish or something to play off of. But it was still good. Yeah. Again, don't get me wrong, but yeah, it was lacking a little bit of depth.
All right.
Was
it a shallow bowl then?
Yes, very shallow. It was a saucer.
I believe it's pronounced Chaucer.
And you're incorrect on one.
You're telling tales now.
Oh no!
Good.
Anyway. Their buns, delicious. Yep.
Yeah. What else did you do, Salsa?
What else did I do? I was at the festival grounds working on the campground. 'Cause campground is way different than it has been in the past. We have
had many people in our area of the campground, in our little neighborhood, have retired this year. Mm-hmm. And so there is a significant turnover in where people are going to be and who is there and stuff like that. And one of the things that happened is my wife's father and his wife retired and left us their platform, which is bigger than our platform, which was great because our friend who was on their little, like, 10 by 10 or whatever that thing is, was just like, can we have your old platform, please? Because she's got two kids out there with her, you know, at like teenage-aged kids, and they were on this itty-bitty, like, two-person tent on this tiny platform. And she was like, can we please have your platform? We're like, yes, absolutely. So we're on this giant platform now. But we got out there and looked at it, and it was in bad condition.
Power steering was gone. The power brake assist was also shot.
Very much so. Yeah, it was the battery had just spitting fluid. Mm-hmm. It was one of those things where they had been considering retiring for a few years now.
Right.
So in the past few years, there was no, like, we need to repair this. It was just we'll get it through this year.
Right.
And then the next year, it'd be like, we'll just patch it up and get it through this year. Uh-huh. And so it had been kind of neglected, and it was in bad shape. So I basically dismantled the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And it's a 12 by 24 platform. So it was not a small job.
No.
Not done yet. Still have a lot of work to do on it. It's dismantled, but now I need to start rebuilding. Mm-hmm. And that's gonna be the hard part. We got to get out there and set up the kitchen this coming weekend. It'll be good. We've got I've been making a little picnic table for the kids that's going to be really useful.
Yeah.
Out there. That way I'm, you know, instead of trying to have the kids perch on the edge of a camp chair and eat dinner, give them an actual table.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Also, I've seen this table. It's pretty kick-ass.
It really is. It's pretty cute. A lot of work on that. That's really what I did this last weekend was get very, very dirty. and then we had dinner with then we had dinner with my father-in-law yesterday, and we inherited a lot of the kitchen stuff, you know, because you know, a lot of that stuff that they have was just for Fest. That's what it was for.
Sure.
And if they're not doing that anymore, they have no need for it. So it might as well just
absolutely
continue on.
Exactly. So the kitchen, you know, a lot of the pots and pans and you know, storage bits and bobs, you know, have been bequeathed to us as well now.
Nice. So that will make things easier.
Yep. Other than that, work has just been absolute hell. We have one of those clients that thinks that they're in charge.
Screw those guys.
Yeah, they're trying to dictate the pace of they're trying to dictate the pace of things and stuff like that, and they're like, we need this now, and it's like, yes, we could do that, but you realize that when you hurry us, mistakes happen.
Right.
And then we have to fix them later. And that
you're unhappy.
Wastes time. Mm-hmm. Whereas if we just do it right now, we'll be good. So chill the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
But, they're one of these big companies that likes to steamroll littler companies. So they're used to getting their way. So it's been a big headache at work the past week. So, that's where I'm at.
you also unearthed archaeological treasures.
Oh, in the platform?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was some cool stuff under that platform.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Old, like... So we've got a...
I was about to say, did you find like a Max mug or something?
No,
like,
but we found a lot of the cast iron, like, fire cooking stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like the fire dogs and the pot hangers and the spit.
Nice.
You know, things like that. Because the campfire out there has a spit hook that is just permanently in the fire pit. Right now, because they can't get it out. But the other spit hook and the spit itself and then the pot hangers and stuff were all under that platform there, as well as between layers near the bottom, between layers of plywood, was an old campground rules sign.
Yes,
it was. This was probably a 30 years ago layer, I called the campground director of, and I was like, "Hey, Jacques, this might interest you." And he walked over there and he was like, "Oh yeah, I recognize that. That used to hang on the shed over there."
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But it was interesting. The campground rules from back then, reading them, was just like, "Oh, interesting."
Things were very different back then.
Yep.
And I mean, there were less people and less general issues. Mm-hmm. There wasn't as much health code.
It was a lot more laissez-faire 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
Nice.
I assume it was basically don't be a dick.
Kinda. Yeah. It was like campfires need to be smaller than a certain thing, and like
no,
spitting in the presence of ladies.
There are no ladies out at the Renaissance Festival.
Goodness no.
So.
What about you?
Well, I'm a technical lady, but everything I do is ladylike.
The best kind of lady.
So if I spit, I do it in a ladylike manner.
Fire pits must be dug in and rock lined. No bonfires. Keep fires low. No parking on grass. Mm-hmm. All campground disputes to settled by campground manager. There will be one warning.
That's it.
Yeah. Then no dumping wastewater on grounds. All trash in the dumpster.
Sure.
Things like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, the fact that I was able to pull that out of layers and it was still legible was amazing.
That is pretty fucking cool.
What about you?
Jesus. Let's see. I'm just going to go with... Fringe started last Thursday.
Fuck.
I did not go out to Fringe. Previews were Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I did not go to previews. Because I was busy trying to make sure house was set up for Joe's arrival on Saturday. I did go see the opening for My Only Hope for a Hero, Duck's show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because I directed it, and God damn it, sometimes you want to hear the audience response to a thing you did.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, it was so satisfying. It was better than sex. It was so good. Oh. Huh.
You had a show like that once?
I did. Listening to the audience, and there's always, so like sometimes when you do a show, you can like kind of assume where the laugh lines are going to be, like, and things like that, and what people's responses are going to be. And we were pretty much on, except for this one point where I was like, that's not something I would laugh at. And then I was like, oh, no, because that's something that I, like, actually go through and deal with. So maybe it's different for people that don't have to deal with that. But, yeah.
People privileged enough to take it as a joke.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm.
And, I mean, I can see the humor in it. I just personally wouldn't go that way.
Cut a little too deep.
Right away. Mm. Like, I'm like, sure. Oh, well, I can see that, but... kind of a thing, right? I'm not mad about it. I was just surprised.
How
based on my own experience. But yeah, my it is not like, okay, so you hear Duck Washington and you think of like Caucasian aggressive pandas and how it was very comedy heavy.
Mm-hmm.
With some serious moments, right? It was a lot of sketch and storytelling, mm-hmm. and comedy and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like poignant, like with points and meaning and messages. This one still has comedy. There's plenty of comedy. Mm. There's plenty, mm-hmm. of laugh. But there is also a lot heavier things being dealt with in this. Mm. Like, that's not the way I want to say that, because I'm going to say racism is pretty heavy. But,
I mean,
yeah. But yeah, the yes. way it's being handled is in a much heavier, mm-hmm. way. It's, yeah. not the poking fun at certain things. There is some of that, but it's like shifted over on the scale, mm-hmm. right?
Where we follow you.
And there are some really sad moments that happen, mm. in this show. And like, I've never, like, I've done horror before and listened to my audience gasp and have reactions. And like, I've done, mm-hmm. combat, like violence choreography, and watch the audience for those reactions. And it's all delicious and glorious. I have never been so happy that so many people cried.
Hmm.
I was like, oh, everybody's having sad feels. And then I'm like, yes, everybody's having sad feels.
Yes, good. Your tears are delicious to me.
Yes, it's like, we did the thing we were trying to do. Yep. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so good. And what's really funny to me is like, programs didn't get out for that first night, and I don't know if they happened other nights or not, but,
mm-hmm.
Like afterwards people were talking about how good the show was, and I was like, yeah, like, when we were even at a table read, like, you know,
who the
and
fuck
they just kind of looked at me, and I'm like, and then finally one person was like, did you direct? I'm like, yeah, I directed, my name's on the card right there. And they're like, oh, like, just nobody knows I'm involved with this thing in any way, shape, or form. And it's like, what?
Jenna's the Illuminati. The Illuminati behind Duck.
No, I...
Yeah,
yep,
no.
I
don't...
This is how you make me feel.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
No wonder you hate people.
Uh-huh. Also just you.
No, you hate more than
also
just James.
Everyone else.
Also, yeah. Everyone. So yeah, it's kind of fun to have people gush about a show that you participated in, like, mm-hmm. afterwards, not knowing that you participated in it, because then it's not like they're not blowing smoke.
Right.
They're just actively like
enjoying the show.
Right. This show was amazing.
Nice.
Like, yeah. But then there's also this other part, and like, when I direct Duck and his autobiographical stuff, mm-hmm. because this is the second one I've done, and I'm just Duck's autobiographical director.
Yep.
But I always try to emphasize Duck, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Everything should be about Duck. It's his goddamn, it's his vision, it's his everything. And, like, a part of my job is to not leave a me footprint,
yeah.
in Duck's sandbox.
Yeah.
I'm there to help with framing, maybe a little raking, mm-hmm. whatever, but I shouldn't be visible,
yeah.
in his one-man show.
And Duck looks back and he says, Jenna, why sometimes do I see only one set of footprints? And Jenna says, it is those times, Duck, that I directed you.
Yep.
Yes. Excellent. I love this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, there's a part of me that's like, oh, yay, we did the thing, and nobody knows I'm involved. And then there's another part of me that's like, oh, we did the thing so good, mm-hmm. nobody knows I'm involved.
No, I...
you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. It's like, mm-hmm. whenever people talk about this podcast.
My podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sucker.
Who?
So yeah, like, basically Wednesday and Thursday, and I took a half day on Thursday and all day on Friday. So, like, from Wednesday through, like, even probably before, but I was doing house cleaning and moving things and making room for Joe's stuff that we had talked about where things go, mm-hmm. I just kind of shoved some of my furniture aside to make sure that the movers would have an easier time getting things from point A to point B. Mm-hmm. And, like, all this other stuff. And I did all of that through Friday up till I went to see the show on Friday at 5:30.
Fuck.
And then I went back to my house because shortly before I left for this show, a thing had been delivered. I got a shelving thing that goes over the toilet.
Oh, sure.
Like one of those standing things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because the tiny little medicine cabinet in my upstairs bathroom was fine for just me.
Right.
But between Joe and I, there's... Mm-hmm. And I've been meaning to get something for that area anyway. So, yeah. But yeah, it showed up... Yeah, no, those are
super handy.
Yeah, it showed up maybe an hour before I left.
Oh, fuck.
To go see the show, and I was like, no, I'm putting that together before I decide I'm done. Mm-hmm. So I did, and it was a two-hour fucking project because it was 18 million pieces with fucking pictographs for instructions.
Oh.
That made no sense.
Sure.
Oh.
You couldn't tell which direction part Q was supposed to be in because it looks kind of the same on both sides, but it has different holes, but they didn't point that out.
Sure.
So dumb. But I also kind of had to build it around my toilet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that was the fun part. I actually, the bottom half, I was able to just build and put in.
Yeah.
But that's what they have for the last part of the instructions.
Right.
Like, or close to the last part of the instructions. So I did that. And then I had to go back into fucking Stargate hieroglyphics and fucking try to Daniel Jackson this shit. Yeah. And so, yeah, I did finally get, but yeah, it took me a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I was even using my power drill. If I had just been doing the hex on everything, it would have been a fucking disaster.
May I say that I am delighted that you chose Daniel Jackson and not the actor Richard Dean Anderson, who is in Stargate, but is also MacGyver?
Yeah, no, this, Daniel Jackson has a place in my heart.
Absolutely.
I love the episode when they make the MacGyver reference, though. It's so good.
I know that you know, and that makes it funnier for me.
Yeah. No, because in the booklet, I was Daniel Jackson because I'm trying to read.
Right.
In the construction,
I
was O'Neill with one L. Take that. Mm-hmm. There's a deep cut. All right. Anyway. But yeah, so I finished putting that together and I headed over to Joe's at like 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And this was like, I also spent, because Wednesday I took the mattress down, my mattress, down to be thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to use Joe's. We are using Joe's now. Mine was older and it was getting a little lumpy and was like, meh. So did that all by myself. That was exciting. Flipping a mattress, like physically, like off your porch is
satisfying.
Way more entertaining than it has any right to be.
Huh.
Duly
noted.
Yeah, if you ever have the opportunity, recommend. But that meant I was without a bed for a couple of days, which is fine, because I've got a couple of different futons for guests in my house. I had never tried these futons, and I have
to apologize to a few guests.
I have one of them is fine for a day, maybe two. Like, it's a good, it's very narrow, and it's really only a good, like, one night crash space.
I mean, I feel
like
that's the definition of futon, is good for one night.
Right. It was fine for one night, not two.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Woke up the second, and I was like, yeah, this is not a consistent way to go about life.
Huh.
And then the other one has a weird bar in a spot, so I think I'm just going to see what I can do to fix that at some point without losing the structure of the futon.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, I also got to help Angela Fox put together, because Angela got my old frame, because she had a mattress without a frame.
Mm.
And I was like, and I showed her pictures. She's like, oh my God, that's amazing. I'm like, I know, right? It's like a fake wrought iron kind of looking thing. She's like, that's so adorable. And I was like, I thought it was elegant. Like, we're both shopping and we both see this frame. And she's like, I'm going to put all of my pink unicorn stuff all over and it's going to be great. And I'm like, I'm going to cover this in dark jewel tones.
No, this totally just encapsulates the two of you.
Yep.
Very much so.
Absolutely. So, yeah, do we... I know we're running long. Do we need to take a break at some point?
No, I've finish got, up.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, spent the night Friday at Joe's for a couple of reasons. Number one, he had a goddamn bed.
Right.
Number two, Joe is not a morning person at the best of times. Mm. And especially not when he's been up until 2 a.m. packing. And the movers were going to show up somewhere between 8 and 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I should just spend the night so that I can make sure we're awake in time.
So the movers can start moving things while he's still asleep in the bedroom. Do the bedroom last. Mm. Can you move my boyfriend? Can you just do that?
Do you have like a little hammock or something? You just pop him in there and just
pick up the mattress, carry it out to your truck with him on it?
They just wrap it in that plastic.
Not the face.
Oh, yeah, give him a straw.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
No, fold, bend the mattress into a taco.
Yeah.
Or a Joe hot dog.
Oh, Joe burrito.
Joe burrito.
Burrito Joe.
Burrito.
Eat at Joe's.
Anyway, when the movers got there, I took off to go back to my place and do a little bit of last minute, like, meh, meh, meh. Then the movers showed up. And the thing is, like, the road at, so I live on the, like, the end cap of a block, right? I'm not on the long part. I'm on the short part right next to the alley. And, because the road next to, on one side of the block, is completely dug up, all of the neighbors that would normally park on that road are parking on the end cap where I'm at. Plus, the road is blocked off. Like, there is no road there right now. It's just dirt. And a bunch of signs saying road closed, do not, and just, like, blocked
the
fuck off.
So you picked the best possible time to move.
Except that, like, it sounds tricky, except that, like, we were just like, but this also means there's not going to be a lot of traffic on this road, because nobody needs to get through to anywhere.
Swing roundabouts.
So, yeah, I mean, the mover is just basically parked in the middle of the road, but, like, off to the side, so people could still get through.
Okay.
And they parked in front of my car, so the only person that was really blocked in was me.
Mm-hmm.
They got everything loaded into the house, and there's boxes all over my dining room.
Oh, fuck.
And when they went to move the piano, Joe was just like, I can't look. And I'm like, well, let's go around the corner here. Let's go around the corner here. And,
Got some paperwork for you to look at over here.
Exactly. Mm. I was like, let's have a cigarette. Let's have a little chit chat. Let's not look at what's happening over there.
What's that noise? Don't
come explain music to me.
Oh God.
over here.
Yeah,
over here.
Basically.
Jingle the keys.
Yep.
God, no. Has to be more than keys for that thing. That thing is precious to him.
Mm. Do the 10 things thing and just flash him. Look over here.
Oh, I shoulda, coulda, woulda.
He would just flash you back.
You would.
Yeah.
But he would be delighted with himself.
Yes,
in it,
well,
so.
That's true. He would be very self-happy.
So, yeah, they got the piano in, no problems. Mm-hmm. We didn't even hear anything that went
wrong.
Like, yeah, because if you do manhandle a piano the wrong way, you're gonna hear it.
Yeah,
musically, you're gonna hear it.
They're not quiet things.
No. But yeah, got it in, got it right where it needed to be, and then we decided that the rest of the day was going to be bare minimum unpacking stuff, food, and Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Which was also sadder than I expected. Holy shit.
Oh, I saw the trailer and I've known.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they go into Rocket's backstory.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't seen it yet, but it looks real fucking sad.
There were times I was like, oh, this is Guardians of the Galaxy, right? Like, even the opening, I was like, are we watching the right movie? Is this... and they did maintain a lot of, like, the kind of vibe overall and stuff like that, but it was still sadder than expected. And I was like, oh, wow.
That they went full Pixar?
So, yeah, and then yesterday, a little bit more unpacking, but mostly we got to a point where Joe was just, like, in his own focus area, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to go see some French shows.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm just going to go, and you can just do some stuff. It'll be fine. So, yeah, and I saw some shows. Most of them were fantastic. One of them was a little eh. But go get your fringe on.
Do it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to try another drink.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'm excited about that. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Huh.
What's up?
My dick.
Gross.
I mean,
don't think about your dick.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
Wow.
Absolutely gonna change the topic right off the bat.
Drinking.
Yeah, with booze. It's kind of my MO. That,
did you just scat?
Skidamarinky dink.
So yeah, in the first half we had Jameson's whiskey, ginger, and lime. And to compare with this, I have gotten Jim Beam's bourbon and ginger ale. So also it's the same size, it's the same size that counts, shape. Jenna. I told you I don't want to think about your dick.
And yet you keep doing it.
You keep bringing it up.
Yes.
Gross.
Because my wife keeps walking by.
That's okay. Like, well, your wife's pretty fucking fine, so I can get it. But, like, yeah. I love on the thing here, it says contains alcohol.
Oh,
right.
Good.
So,
just going to wrap my hand around this hard cylinder.
Jesus Christ. All right, that is different.
It is different.
It's sweeter.
Is it? It's definitely bourbon and not whiskey.
Yep.
Like, that is a hard fucking...
Yeah.
That.
But not good bourbon.
I mean, it's not classy bourbon, but I think the bourbon ginger thing does still work.
Yeah.
I think I prefer the other one.
As do I.
Hmm.
But I'm not opposed to the existence of this one.
I would drink this.
Yeah. So, and I feel like this is a thing Jim Beam started doing to try to compete a little bit with the Jameson whiskey ginger and lime. Sure. So I had to know because I've been on a kick.
I'm not sure which one I prefer. I might actually like the bourbon ginger ale better.
Oh.
Hmm.
Well.
Yeah. And which is weird because I usually like lime flavor in beverages, but
same.
Sure.
No, there's something like round and smoky about this.
It does have a bit of a smokier.
Yeah, it's the bourbon.
It definitely
has the more bourbony. And the thing is
the barrel is what I'm tasting. You're right.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that sweet caramely oak.
Yeah. It's definitely there and I'm not opposed to it, but I think in general I'm with the whiskey ginger.
Yeah, absolutely. These are both highly drinkable.
Yeah.
But one has a slight margin over the other.
Sure.
Yes. Agreed. Well, I'm glad you enjoy this, James.
Yeah. I also like circus peanuts, so don't take my endorsement.
God damn it. You don't have to take my word for it.
You probably
shouldn't. Yeah. So what are we doing next?
Well, it is time.
Time? Morris Day in the time?
For a Fast.
Fast Five.
Five.
Fast Five.
Somehow, even though salsa was going very slow, you're still slower.
James is slow. We know this. Today's Fast Five comes to us from... Minnesota's favorite deep sea horror, Tom S. T.
Yay! Oh, yay! I knew as soon as you started with Minnesota, everybody's Minnesota. I was like, oh, is this going to be a deep sea horror? Is this my Thomas T?
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited.
I knew the moment that you said deep sea, and I was like, oh yay!
I watch so many of Tom's streams.
Sure.
That, like, that's the opening, that's the shtick, that's everything going on with that. And I'm like,
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Opening thoughts. I bring you some ocean and beach-themed questions on this very hot Tuesday in July.
Oh.
This was written July 25th.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the writing, not the reading.
Yeah.
Question number one. Deep sea or outer space?
Oh, deep sea's got some weird things in it.
Give me outer space.
It does.
It's a very unexplored.
It is, very much so. And outer space is also unexplored. And I would want to go to outer space because it creeps me out less.
Really?
Yes. Outer space, I know what I'm getting. If a seal goes bad, I die.
If a seal goes bad and you're underwater, you're being attacked by a seal.
If a seal goes bad underwater, but I don't know what else is down there.
Now I pictured a seal wearing like a leather jacket with like a switchblade.
And a goatee.
Yes.
Very 50s of you. Got a pompadour.
Yes.
Yep.
Driving motorcycles on the beach. These are bad seals.
Yeah.
I mean, either way, if you lose cabin pressure, fuck.
That's the thing. Like, if you lose cabin pressure, it doesn't matter where you're at.
Either way, but there are no creatures in outer space. I mean,
mostly.
There may be.
Have you not been really listening to the UAP Congress situation?
Apparently,
no, I have. What?
I guess there are aliens or something.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No. Like, but, that's the thing. Like, everybody's like, yep, sure, whatever. Uh-huh. Yeah. I can't pay my rent. Get over it.
Is this another one of those things?
Are those aliens gonna...
You know the famous piece of paper with wow written on it next to the radio signal?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well,
There was an observatory somewhere where they were getting a readout of things and like the numbers spiked and somebody circled it and wrote wow in the margin. It's famous. It's very famous. You'd recognize it if you saw it. Okay. This is, gets better the more I explain it.
Name dropper?
Yeah. Numbers dropper?
Wow dropper?
Numbers spiker? I don't know.
No, no. It's a declassification of apparently highly classified shit in a formal and authoritative legal setting that lends some credence to the Mastodon to the
really, you don't?
No.
Oh no, I have seen that.
Okay,
okay. Yeah. I have.
Thank you, thanks, you James.
But that lends some authority to the
some gravitas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. To the proceedings. So
yeah, like Joe's watched it. Yeah. The one thing, the initial thing with mm-hmm. Congress several times, and he's like, the fuck? So well, apparently, like,
aliens are, yeah.
UFOs are a thing, and we're all just like, meh.
Look, are they going to pay my hospital bills? No?
Yeah.
Well, then, oh.
Yeah.
It's like the famous joke about the aliens coming and be like, we're your overlords now. And everybody's like, oh, yeah. Thank God.
Oh, God,
thank
please.
You so much. Oh, somebody's in charge, everyone. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Not it.
We're gonna
no backsies. Yeah. This is your mess now.
We're going to devour you. Look, capitalism beat you to it.
We're overpopulated. Yeah. This needs to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with these? They're American. Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Ah, oh, shit. Anyway.
Half of them think overpopulation is the problem. The other half is just going to get eaten to spite them.
Huh. It's fair.
Owning yep. the libs by getting it's, eaten?
Exactly.
That's, yep. That's...
That is exactly the joke I made, yes.
Oh, fuck. I love it.
No, I don't love it. I just accept its accuracy.
Yep.
So, yeah, okay. The original question was deep sea or outer space.
Yes.
I don't like either.
Oh.
It's the whole pressurization thing. Mm. I'm just like, do not like any of it. But I also, I see the thing is like, I don't like heights and I have pressure issues, like even when flying and all this other stuff. But I also drowned once, so I'm not a huge fan of going under the water for any reason.
Huh.
So I'm just like, I don't know, really. I think there are more horrific things in our ocean currently than we're ever going to see in outer space, yeah. like creature-wise.
That
I've seen
so
an
I'm
elbow
going
squid.
Deep sea because of the horrifying creatures.
Ooh,
interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen the elbow squid, and that thing gives me the fucking jibblies. That is a truly alien piece of biology. And also, octopodes are incredibly smart.
Oh, they're fucking brilliant.
Super smart.
They
yeah.
are venomous, and they are in like wildly strong. And
they change color.
It just
and can fit through anything fucking that their beak can fit through.
Yeah. Yes. Like, this is a creature someone made up. Excuse me. This is not... But I'm listening to a book called Soul of an Octopus, and it's glorious.
But also delicious.
Oh, I can't really eat them anymore. It makes me
really?
Kind of sad. But, I mean, I guess an octopus would
no
eat me.
I have no problem with it.
Yeah, actually just don't like the taste, so...
I think they're delicious.
An octopus would... I agree, and I love takoyaki, but I stopped eating it when I found out that they are incredibly smart.
Very intelligent creatures.
Doesn't bother me.
But there is also something to be said for, like, an octopus would not have the same compunctions about eating me, so...
Yeah.
Some of the grilled octopus I had in Greece.
That's... Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah, I'm just not a big fan. Mm.
Also, I think they're adorable.
Mm-hmm. I know you do.
My son... has started getting, when we go out to sushi, he started getting the octopus nigiri, because he's smart. Mm. Yummy, yummy. All right, question number two.
You gave me no prep time for that one.
Excuse you sometimes give me none, so there.
What? I always give you no prep time.
Exactly.
You should be prepared for that.
Oh.
Atlantic or Pacific?
Wait. Pacific.
God.
Pacific side has a shitload of teeny tiny islands.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's true.
The Atlantic side has a decent number of islands, but I don't know. The Pacific islands are super awesome.
I would like to visit
the moon,
the South Pacific.
Yes,
and go see New Zealand, Philippines,
sure. Yeah,
Fiji, Hawaii,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the North Atlantic,
mm-hmm.
like Iceland,
oh yeah,
Ireland,
yeah.
The Hebrides, the Shetlands. That's got a special place in my heart.
I mean, admittedly, I have thought that if I ever retire to someplace outside of the United States, that it might be to a tiny island in the Hebrides.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly that's, because I've seen the movie thought, yeah. The Decoy Bride, but also because charming as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Atlantic. No real reason or estimation, just
that's fair.
Gut feel on that one.
All right. Yeah, Pacific I would want to visit, Atlantic I would want to live.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Question number three. Octopus. Or cuttlefish?
Which one could you take in a fight?
I don't know if I've eaten a cuttlefish.
I don't know if I've cuddled an octopus. I definitely have.
Squid.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I've ever eaten a cuttlefish. I'm going to go octopus because they're delicious.
I think I'm more likely able to take a cuttlefish in a fight than an octopus. Again, octopussies.
Yes, that one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're real smart.
They are. Yeah. I mean, cuttlefish are pretty clever as well.
Yeah, they're no gummies.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
But yeah.
Octopodies, like they're.
Yeah.
We like to potty.
We like
Oh, I thought that would be like the
we're octopotty.
Four family eight holer would be the octopotty.
Eight holer?
Well, because you've got
there's eight of them.
Yeah, you've got the two family three holer, right? Which is a traditional. The two family three. The two-family three-holer is a pretty standard configuration of large outdoor biff with three holes. There are enough potties for roughly two small to medium-sized families. The two-family three-holer.
I don't know about this.
This is why he's an engineer. And not a co-host.
I'm not arguing with you on, like, role delegation.
Clarifying.
My only thing was the earlier statements.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like. Anyway, okay. I think I could take a cuttlefish.
I definitely cannot take an octopus.
I'm more likely to take a cuttlefish than an octopus. Mm-hmm.
I kind of think that an octopus is cuter than a cuttlefish, even despite the name.
Right.
Cuttlefish have little, like, stubby limbs, which are very cute.
But they've got the wings on the side, which are kind of adorable.
They do. Like the, on the sides of the mantle, I think, yeah. Those are pretty good. They're very, like, fairy-like, mm-hmm. almost.
Mm-hmm.
Very ethereal.
Mm.
No, I'm changing my answer. I would like to try eating a cuttlefish.
Hmm.
Alright. Have we all gone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Octopus.
Question number four. Boat or Plane.
Boat.
Hmm.
I don't like planes.
I enjoy both. I guess if I'm just getting somewhere, I'm going to take a plane. If the way I'm getting is the where.
I understood that, and I'm a little sad.
Good. I'm glad somebody did.
It made sense, but I didn't like that it did.
Then, I'm with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then yeah.
If it's the journey, not the destination.
Yeah, exactly. Then it's the boat. But that one. Yeah. So I'm guessing I'm going to go with boat based on what I think the context might be here.
I've been on a lot of airplanes. I've never been on a cruise.
I do want to go on a cruise.
Never been on a cruise. I have been on a sailboat.
All right, we're going to take an AON cruise.
Okay.
All right.
Huh.
We'll figure this out.
Jenna's paying for it.
Wish I'd never gone this excursion around the bay.
No, we're going to pay for it out of our vast amounts of AON monies.
Dear listeners,
please send us vast amounts of AON monies.
Go to our Patreon.
Do we have a Patreon?
No.
Not yet.
All right, we're about to set up a Patreon.
I mean,
Mama needs a cruise.
The problem is Patreon, you actually have to have extra content for people to actually...
No, you don't. Sometimes they just feel bad for you.
People do feel bad for me. It's true.
It's always and constantly.
For you or at you?
I don't care.
Oh.
As long as they're giving me money.
That's...
Yeah.
All right.
I have no scruples.
Yeah. Oh, we know that.
Yeah.
I'm well aware.
Yeah.
It's in his Pokedex entry.
Why do I understand these things? I'm very mad right now. Anyway, did we all...
I mean, if you don't want to think about that, you can always think about my dick some more.
No! I don't want to think about your dick.
I thought
dick.
That's where you kept your scruples.
in my dick?
Yeah, dick scruples.
Look, I do not have an STD, no matter what you've heard.
There was that time that you called me and you were like, I know we just went on a ramen date, but you should get yourself tested.
For dick scruples?
Yes.
Yep. Dick scruples sounds like like a 50s Leave It to Beaver character.
Right.
Oh, I was going with noir.
Oh, that too, yeah.
Yeah.
Dick scruples. Private dick.
Yeah. But, like, he's the one that doesn't drink. So, like,
he's the straight-laced
one. And he's, like, I don't know, exercising or, like, meditating or some shit. Reading
the
Bible.
She came in one hip at a time, and I said, I'm also a licensed chiropractor. I can fix that for you.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Somebody write that Fringe show.
God damn it.
Dick scruples, private eye.
Anyway.
Anyway, question number
five.
See?
What?
Can't get him to stop.
I don't. I tried once. It went poorly.
I know. He doesn't. We need to stop sparing the rod, I think.
Scruples, private dick.
Rod. You know that the rod is supposed to be like a shepherd's guiding rod, not like actually the way people interpret it as like a beating rod.
But can I hit him anyway?
Like, that's between you guys. Figure out your life.
I mean, take me out to dinner first.
I was about to say, you guys go to ramen all the time without me, so.
Question number five, sunburn or seasick?
Oh, these are both so miserable.
I don't like either of these.
I would much rather barf once or twice and get it out of my system than have sunburn.
That's kind of where I'm at.
From what I understand, though, seasickness isn't just getting it out of your system. It's like, it just keeps going.
It's just the entire time.
Don't you eventually get your sea legs, though?
Some people do eventually.
I've been pregnant before. I feel like I could handle seasickness if I could handle morning sickness.
That's pretty fucking
fair. I've never been seasick.
But you have been pregnant?
Yes. pregnant pauses.
Okay, there's that.
But I... And Like, my sunburns usually are, like, I get burnt, and then the next day I'm brown, and that's it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, exactly. I have that Slavic skin just does that.
My skin often does a similar thing.
Yeah, you can fuck
unless
off
I get
also.
A real deep sunburn, and then mm-hmm. it's a couple of days mm-hmm. of agony. But then I get nice golden brown.
So I'm gonna guess if you're on a cruise, which is worse to have, a really really bad sunburn like lobster red, ooh. Or seasick the whole time? That's my guess on the context.
Oh
here.
Man, the whole time is really the issue. Like.
Because one of the great things is getting norovirus from eating the buffet.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, if I was on a cruise, I wouldn't spend any time in the sun, so I don't think that's going to be a problem.
The other thing is, if you're on a cruise and you get a sunburn, you can just not go into the sun for the rest of the time.
Yeah.
You can't not stop seasickness.
Ah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, intentionally, right?
Yeah. I'm really spoils your shuffleboard if it's accompanied by hurling.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going to go with sunburn because a lot of people, the whole point of the cruise is to lounge around on the sure. deck and like sunbathe. And when you're sunburnt, mm-hmm. you can't do that. Well, right. I'm not going to do that anyway.
Yeah.
So that's right. not ruining my plans. Mm-hmm. My plans are going to be spending a lot of time in my cabin reading books, which I could do with a sunburn. My other plan is going to be drinking heavily, which I cannot do if I'm seasick.
Oh, yeah. See, there it is. There it
Whereas
is.
If I have a yep. sunburn, I can still read books in my cabin, and I can still get my booze on, so I'm doing that one.
But motion sickness can
You would need to be careful of dehydration, because a sunburn well, I mean, will dehydrate
I
know,
I'm
the
I'm a professional boozer. I know how to do this.
But it is still possible, yeah. so, yeah. yeah. I agree with you on this.
You can fix... seasickness in most cases with a couple doses of Dramamine. I believe where sunburn really doesn't have an immediate cure.
No, it's just straight to cancer.
Huh.
Yep.
But I'm a Sagittarius.
I swallow swords. Cancer is the least of my worries.
I would agree with that for different reasons.
I'm a smoker. It's happening for me one way or the other. So,
All right. So,
anyway,
that is our questions. Now we go down to the contacts, and it says question number one: deep sea or outer space? Oh, straightforward. Which is more terrifying? I'm switching to deep sea.
Yeah, I would say deep sea.
They both terrify me.
In a worst-case scenario, where you are ill-prepared for the environment and something catastrophic happens, I feel like the death in the water would be faster.
Nope.
It's gonna go fast either way.
Like, if you get sucked out into space, you got a couple of seconds of having all of your blood boil in your veins as the air is pulled forcibly out of every hole in your body. You're conscious for that. Where if you're on the Titan and it implodes, you're cat food.
Still going deep sea.
I'll go space.
Here's something interesting I learned about outer space, by the way. Oh. The whole freezing thing. People are like, you know, they always show you're drifting out in space and then you like ice crystals and you ice, freeze and stuff like because the cold of space. Right. And it's like, here's the thing, thermodynamics needs a place to go.
Uh-huh.
And if there's nowhere for the heat, no particles for the heat to transfer to, the heat doesn't transfer. So you don't freeze in outer space. It takes a really, really fucking long time to actually freeze in outer space because your heat just stays on you.
Also, I would kind of presume that in sunlight, which warms the Earth at a distance of 98 million miles, within a protective ozone blanket...
You're definitely getting radiation. But
I would kind of presume you're probably not cooling off too quickly. Yeah.
Yeah, you do cool off. Don't get me wrong. And, I'm not saying you don't at all, but it's not that like ice crystal thing that you always see in movies.
Yeah.
It's
people instantly turning to ice. Yeah.
Yes, it is cold in space, but you don't lose your heat that fast.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is kind of fascinating.
It is fascinating.
Question number two, Atlantic or Pacific? Which have you most recently crossed?
Oh.
Atlantic. I haven't even seen either of these oceans.
My God.
I don't know that the ocean exists. I did get closest to the Atlantic.
It's like Australia.
When I went to D.C.
You went to D.C. and didn't see the ocean?
Nope.
Wow.
Wasn't on the itinerary. Yeah. The plane came in at night, and there was a bunch of cloudy, foggy, whatever, and I just couldn't see anything.
Huh.
I was like, I guess it's over there? Cool. But yeah, so I guess the Atlantic is the closest I've come.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
And it's which one have you crossed?
More recently, crossed.
Crossed. Okay.
I mean, I did kiss off the Pacific recently. Like, I said some mean shit about it.
Yeah.
So.
Bitch.
That was for you, James.
That bitch, she's crossed us for the last time. Yeah.
Yes.
Fucking amazing. Thank you. God, that's a good joke.
I don't know that I agree, but I'm glad it delights you.
It was. Yeah. A joke.
Yeah, see, yeah. There you go. Yeah.
I went, in 2008, I went to Japan. In 2010.
That would be a cross, yes.
I went to Hawaii.
That would be a cross, yes.
Yeah, I haven't been to European countries
or African.
Since 2000.
Okay.
2001.
So, more recently was...
Yes.
Pacific.
Okay. What I said, yeah.
That's what he said.
Mm. Question number three, octopus or cuttlefish? Which would you rather keep as a pet?
Octopus.
Well,
an octopus.
Mm, they are very difficult to keep.
Yes.
As a pet.
They are escape artists.
Yes.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, if I was given a choice between a dog or a cat and I wasn't allergic to them, like, I would get a cat because I don't want to do much.
That's why I would go with cuttlefish, yeah. I think I could leave... And a cuttlefish would just kind of exist. Whereas an octopus, I think I would need to maintain.
Plus, they've got that cuttle bone, so they're a lot less likely to, like, jam themselves into the air filtration or the water filter
home,
or something.
I would come home after a festival weekend, and the octopus would be, like...
Cooking breakfast.
Running an OnlyFans. We went completely different directions there.
You did. However, if an octopus could earn its keep in my house, that's the one I want.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be getting any of the money. It's savvy enough to know how to keep bank accounts separate.
That's true.
I'm okay with that, but I'm going to start charging rent if I know it's gotten in.
Swedish octopus bank account is my David Byrne cover band. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cuttlefish.
No, I'm still going octopus, man. I think that'd just be cooler.
Cool. All right. Question number four, boat or plane? Which one would you rather cross an ocean in?
Boat. I hate planes.
I would rather cross an ocean in a plane.
All right.
I would like to go on a cruise that goes, like, along a coast. Like...
Right.
The fjords and stuff like that for a few days.
For the fjords.
But I don't want to. After a few days, I'm just like, let's get. I'm done. I'm done. Done here. I want to do like 4 days on a cruise in the fjords and then go do something else.
Lovely, crinkly edges, the fjords.
Yes.
Yeah, boat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question number five, sunburn or seasick? Which is more personally distressing for you?
Sunburn.
Eh.
Yeah.
Like I said, I actually didn't have that much morning sickness, but like I had probably the equivalent amount, and I'm guessing it's a similar situation. But I'm also not sure if I would get seasick or not.
Huh.
I have a ridiculously good sense of balance in shifting things.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've never been seasick, so I guess by default that one's less distressing for me since I haven't had it.
That's pretty fair.
That's my best answer.
I've been motion sick like twice.
Yeah.
And they weren't fun. But like my wife has like after doing things in the summer, she's like bumped into me and be like, "Oh shit, sorry." And I'm like, "What?" And she'd be like, "I just touched your sunburn." I was like, "Am I burnt? What?"
Fuck off.
Exactly. I just don't. I'm dumb.
As someone who gets moon burn,
yeah,
you can fuck off.
I don't notice that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it. Again, Slavic skin, like. Yeah. I can burn, mm-hmm. but I don't generally burn hard enough or long enough. The times that I have has been very unpleasant, but it is not a frequent occasion for me.
I'm going to go seasick. So.
I'm going to go seasick because I have been very severely sunburned. And then after I had my appendix out, they apparently had to use a shitload of anesthetic on me when I was 14. And mm-hmm. I could not eat or drink water. I couldn't even have ice chips for like 2 hours. I couldn't stop throwing up after I woke up.
Mm.
And that is one of the worst experiences of throwing up that I've had.
Okay.
But I would still say that my worst sunburn is worse than that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, closing thoughts. Thank you for using my Fast Five, and please check out my Twitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo.
God damn it. I can verify.
Oh, the Twitch. Okay.
Yeah, I can verify.
I was just like, what? Does Tom has a nervous tick? What is going on?
Twitch. Yeah. Jesus
I got
Christ.
There.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, you are such a fucking Luddite.
I work in IT.
You are such a fucking Luddite.
Why are you the towel boy? The equipment manager?
I have graduated to water boy. Thank you very much.
I like the idea that Salsa does all of his computing on an abacus.
I mean, he would if he could.
As long as I don't have to talk to people, yes.
Yeah.
God. But no, I as a longtime watcher, can absolutely recommend Tom ST's Twitch stream.
Tom ST's Twitch stream.
They didn't capitalize it. It didn't register.
Well, that's on you.
Can't help.
Luddite.
No, it is absolutely on me. I'm an idiot.
Anyway.
I'm going to go hang out with James's
Tom.
Dad.
Oh, God.
Find web comics and send them to James.
Okay, that actually does sound like a fun evening.
Jesus Christ.
But only in a spite way. Someday you're gonna get Someday you're gonna get a phone call from me, James, and just be like, "Hey, James, guess where I'm at? I'm at your dad's. Guess what we're doing?" And you're gonna be like, "Fuck you, no.
We're having ramen without you."
God damn it!
It's only fair.
So mad about this.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, go to aonpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form. It's that easy.
Yay,
you're done. As long as your internet works. If it doesn't, close some browser tabs.
Jesus
seriously.
Right.
Otherwise, does anybody have any shout outs?
I would like to give a shout out to AAA Movers. First. I have a few of them because there's been a lot going on. AAA Movers is the company that I've used a few times. Joe introduced me to them. They are fantastic. They're just great. So shout out to them. I also want to give a shout out to Fringe Volunteers. There are a lot of volunteers that help make box office and lines and all of the rest of that go. Thank you guys so much. There's a lot going on, and it would not go on without you. So, yay, Fringe Volunteers.
Woo!
And I want to give a shout out to Duck, Because he included me in making his show go. And it's a really awesome show. I'll talk more about that in a minute. Those are mine.
Speaking of Fringe, my thanks to the wonderful Jen Jensen, who is an amazing theater companion, for bringing me to Fringe previews on Wednesday. Yep. I had an absolute blast.
Yeah?
Yeah. As I always do.
Jen cried during Duck's show.
That makes sense.
I was like a little bit forward and off to the side, and I was like, oh, there she goes.
I'm going to give a shout out to Owamni Restaurant. That's the restaurant by the sous chef.
Oh, yeah.
We finally had reservations on Tuesday.
I don't know, that's telling me.
For my wife's birthday, we got reservations there. And it is indigenous food. They try to decolonialize the menu as much as humanly possible.
Right.
So there's no dairy. There's no, you know, beef. There's, you know, it's like, well, I had an elk taco that was amazing.
Sounds fucking great.
And then, you know, like there was like a corn bread pudding. And there was a lot of like mushrooms and you know, plants and vegetables that were, you know, indigenous to this area and stuff like that. And it was
excellent.
Really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good stuff.
That is something on my list to try to get into at some point, but that's like a month out.
Oh, it's like several months out.
Yeah. Like I said that's a month out, and I meant like many months. Not just a month, but like a month, situation.
My wife scheduled this like 6 months ago. Yeah, yeah, it's ridiculous. But they're also their wine menu and beer menu is all vintners and brewers that are BIPOC or women
rad
owned, nice. Things like that. You know, so they're really trying to like go back to things that are not old white men.
Yeah.
Very, very tasty stuff.
Nice.
So, yeah, shout out to them. Absolutely. Does anybody have anything to plug, James?
There's the Renaissance Festival coming up.
Okay.
And
never heard of it.
In case you are not aware, Kyle and I, as comedy partners, will be tackling the 5:30 p.m. Saturday show, what they have named Last Call.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be glad to be your hosts if you choose to join us. We will look forward to having you there.
Otherwise, he'll be wandering around doing something.
Shit is correct, yeah.
Also fencing booth?
Yeah, also fencing booth in the mornings, yeah.
I will be, when I say I mean Casimir, will be performing at the Sherwood Stage, 4 shows a day. Come check it out. It's a good show. All right, Jenna.
All right, at the Renaissance Festival, I will be at the fencing booth in the mornings, and that's it, motherfuckers. Taking a light year.
Yeah.
Not like...
like a Buzz Lightyear?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Never mind.
And then she's just not going to do anything, because she doesn't even have the excuse of going to clean, like, showers or anything.
No, I'm not going to go do... I'm not going to do fuck all
the she's
just going to
work in the mornings and then be like, fuck you,
I'm done.
You're going to start getting letters from Pervert Frog.
Oh,
I miss you, Jenna.
Pervert Frog. But that's not all. You have two chances left, unless you were in the audience right now.
This very minute,
as we are recording. You will have two chances left to see my only hope for a hero, Duck Washington, talking about concepts regarding heroism. That would be Friday the 11th at 7 p.m. or Sunday the 13th at 8:30 p.m. Those two shows are at the Southern Theater. It is a part of the Minnesota Fringe Festival, so you will need to have a button if you don't already, and then there are also the ticket prices. You can reserve ahead of time online, and honestly, this thing has been getting so much buzz, and those time slots are so good, I kind of recommend doing that.
Yeah. Holy shit.
So, yeah, like, I doubt it's sold out tonight, because 10 p.m. on a Monday is difficult. not an easy sellout.
Who would be doing a show? But
I know there were a lot of people there on Saturday. I was there Friday when it So, yeah, and this thing, like I said, so much buzz. I wouldn't be surprised if one or both of those last two shows sold out.
Pretty handily. Yeah, I would not be surprised.
Just play it safe, reserve it, and you do want to see this show. Mm. This show is incredible.
Yeah, I caught the preview for it, and I am so fucking excited to see it.
It's so good. It is. One reviewer was like, I hate to be cliche, but I laughed, I cried, it moved me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right.
But did they hurl?
No.
Wrong cliche.
Why do we even have that cliche?
So yeah, absolutely see this. It is incredible. I can't say enough about this show. It's one of the best things I've done with my life. The other one being Caucasian Aggressive Pandas and Other Mulatto Tales. So,
yep. And your daughter.
Well, yeah, she doesn't count. There isn't. No, she doesn't.
You didn't teach her to count?
Damn it. She probably came out of the womb knowing how to count.
That's
also with an abacus, yeah.
I can't put my daughter on a scale. Thank you very much. You know,
because body dysmorphia.
That's true, yeah. That's...
I'm not comparing my daughter to other things that I have done in my life. She is a standalone unto herself situation. She is her own person. And yeah, fuck you for even suggesting that I should compare my daughter as an achievement against other achievements, you fucking dickwad.
How dare you? I'm disgusted by you.
Yay! Are there any final thoughts?
Bye-bye, love you, bye-bye-bye.
In that case, thank you so very much for listening to this whole thing. Thank you so much to Tom ST for sending in that Fast Five.
Yay, Tom!
On behalf of myself and our engineer James and my co-host Jenna.
Oh, fuck.
Yes.
Eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.